Hello and welcome to Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. My name is Leah Bilaiva, and today we're talking about snails. Since 1980, at the end of May, the western Catalan city of Lleida becomes the snail center of Catalonia, when thousands upon thousands of people get together to celebrate the annual Catalan snail gathering, or Aplec del Cargol in Catalan. This year, a whopping 15 tons of snails were eaten during the festivities, and of course, the Catalan news team was there to take part in the action. So on today's podcast, we will use the snail gathering as an excuse to talk about all things related to snail eating and answer questions like, where does the tradition come from and what do they taste like? I'm joined today by our Catalan News own snail experts, Oriol Escudé and Ona Fandek. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very good. So I might have gotten a little carried away when I called you both snail experts, but you actually did the manual hard labor of going to the snail gathering last weekend. And I unfortunately couldn't go, so tell me, what is the festival all about?
Well, the Aplec del Cargol, we could say that probably is the world's biggest snail festival,
yeah,
right?
Because
we've been trying to find other snail festivals or gatherings, but there's none. So yeah, we can say it's the biggest festival of snails in the world. It takes part in the western city of Lleida. And every year in the last few years, except for the ones of COVID, which were cancelled, they get around 200,000 visitors every year, which is quite a lot.
It is, and everyone there to eat snails.
Exactly. And then this happens the last weekend of May, usually. It's a three-day festival from Friday to Sunday. It's not all about snails. There's contests, competitions, games and activities, as well as like traditional activities like castells.
Lots of variety.
Lots of variety. But Ona, tell me, what was it like at the festival?
Well, it's a really cool spot, actually. It's by the river in this really big park. And when we actually arrived, there weren't too many people at the time because we were a bit too early. But later it like boomed and there were a lot of young people and the old people were actually all cooking the food. And it was just very festive. Everyone was really nice and they kept inviting us to drink beers all the time. But we were obviously doing very serious filling the sink business there.
Okay, so at this festival, it's not just random people that come together and eat snails. It's actually way more organized than just that. Tell me about that, Uriol.
So they organize in colles, which are groups, basically. And they are the same people every year, sometimes more, sometimes less. But usually these are colles that were formed 30, 40 years ago. So they get together once a year. But if you're not from a colla, you can still get in, can go as a visitor. But people that's in the festival, the 3 days, cooking, eating together, doing everything all the time, it's the people from the collas. And this year they were about 15,000.
15,000 participants in almost 120 collas.
Yeah, so the collas are really big. They're like 100, 200 people per colla.
All right, and these collas, do they prepare the same type of food or is it a different type for each stall?
So everyone has their own menu, their own style, they have their own recipes, but usually they follow kind of the same menu. On Sunday is the big cargolada, the huge snail eating day. But then there's like different recipes every day with sofi de was, paellas, some bit more lazy ones, I'd say. They do barbecues, which doesn't take that long to prepare. And there's the traditional cazulada de tros and cargols all the time somewhere, even if they're just as a site.
It is the snail festival at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. But why are we celebrating eating snails? Is it a particularly Catalan thing?
So eating snails is kind of a thing around the world, and it has been throughout history in a lot of different cultures. So it's being eaten all around the world. But actually, the reason why is because snails were easy to catch and cook and were very nutritious, and it's needed energy for survival. So it was actually, even during Roman times, it was seen as an elite food. And there's even like a funny story about a pope called Pius V. And he was a pope in the 14th century, and he wasn't avid either of snails. And he decided that they had to be considered a fish to continue eating them during Lent. And he even exclaimed at some point, "Tote pisces in aeternum." Now, I didn't take Latin, sorry. But it means, "You will be fish forever." Mm-hmm. A very religious exclamation by a pope. And nowadays, snails are regarded as a delicacy in Catalonia, as well as in France and some other parts of the world. And they are really a part of the country's gastronomy.
Something else I think makes snails special is that they're like a food that is enjoyed in families, in gatherings, like in this festival, but as well in families, like every family has its own recipe. I remember my grandma, after raining, I would go out to forage snails, and I thought when I was a kid that that was something very special. And my grandma had her own recipe, and it was something great to see, like her cleaning the snails and doing all the preparation and helping her. And also because before, you would eat snails only when it rained, which was usually around May. So it's a seasonal food, and I think that that makes it a bit more special as well.
Mm-hmm, I see. And tell me, when did it become known as a French thing?
So I think in the 19th century, like a Russian Tsar went to France, and the King of France wanted to impress the Tsar, and he wanted to give him like something really, really special, something like a really special food that would make him remember France. And he gave him snails. And the Russian Tsar came back to Russia, and he wanted to try the snails. So he started like going back to France to try those snails.
And from that point on, it became a French thing.
Yeah. And they're the ones that eat the most snails, I think. They have about 30,000 tons of snails every year.
30,000 tons of snails. How many snails are that per minute?
That's 1 kilo of snails every 2 seconds eaten in France.
Okay, so they are the champions of snails, I guess.
Yeah, they definitely are, because in Spain we only eat between 14,000 and 16,000 tons of snail.
And most of them, they have them in New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, like 70% of their annual sales are for New Year's Eve, so it seems like that's the tradition.
All right, I see. And what are some typical ways of cooking snails in Catalonia?
Well, my way from Berga, I know it's not the most common one, but my grandma used to do snails a la cassola, which are like a kind of stew. And yeah, there's the one typical from Lleida, which is a la llauna, but there's infinite recipes. Or if you like them by their own, you can have them. Some people have them with alioli.
And how do you prepare snails?
So what I've been told when you prepare snails is that it's very important to lure them out of their shell before cooking them. So they usually put them in cold water so the snails start to come out of the shell, and then they cook them. And that way it's easier for you to eat them, to actually take them out of the shell to eat them. And there's even a Catalan saying for it. It's called espantar caragol, or even enganyar caragol, which means luring out the snail or tricking the snail.
Uh-huh. And we'll get back to that phrase a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay, and a very, very important question here. What do snails taste like?
I'd say for someone that's never tried them, that it's like a mushroom. It's like meaty.
Bit slimy and chewy.
Yeah, chewy. Even like mussels as well.
But there is no real taste. It's all in the herbs and whatever they put in there to make it.
Yeah, so if you cook it without anything, it doesn't really have any taste.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's still this missing step between foraging and then cooking, and that's the preparation. Tell me about that.
Well, you have to clean them first. Most of the recipes do. The one in Lleida, the caragola la llauna, they don't. They just brush the shell and put it straight into the flames. But usually you clean them. First, you have to keep them alive for a few days without eating. Fasting, 10, 12, 15 days. And then some people only put flour on them as well, because they say it's a way, because they're not eating, they're just processing the flour, so it cleans them better. And then when they have fasted, you clean them with water. I remember as a child, seeing this was a bit disgusting, because all the slime comes out, and you just like get them through water and more water and more water. Yeah, it's a bit complicated, and it takes a few hours to get them clean.
But then they're ready to go after that long process. And the two of you, are you big snail eaters?
No, because like I'm from Belgium, so it's eaten there, but only on very special occasions or like parties maybe. So I only ate them once before the plague.
Does that mean that going to the festival was the second time.
Yes, it was my second snail ever.
I have to say that I hadn't had snails in a very, very long time, and going to the festival kind of made me want to have them again, because we didn't enjoy them properly. We couldn't drink or even have a seat properly to try them. So yeah, it kind of left me wanting more.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear about your experience at the festival and about the menus.
After an hour-long train ride from Barcelona, we arrived in Lleida, the largest city in inland Catalonia. The city has a rich history, culture, and traditions, and one of its most important events is the Aplec del Cargol.
The event takes place in a large park on the banks of the river Segre, known as the Champs-Élysées, which is just a 10-minute walk from the station. And we arrived at 3 p.m. and you don't even need a GPS to find it. The smell of the food will lead you there.
Yeah, exactly. Everything was ready for the Aplec to start, but there weren't many people around yet, just the cooks preparing for the evening festivities. We were a little worried because we didn't see many cargols at the time.
Yeah, we were only finding paellas, stews and barbecues, and we kind of wondered why. And luckily we ran into Josep Maria, who could tell us all about the Aplec.
Nosaltres som la colla l'Ordre del Cargol.
We are from the Ordre del Cargol Colla, the one that founded the Aplec in 1980. The Aplec is a small town within a beautiful city, and we have 3 days of party and memories. It essentially is a gastronomic festival, but it is especially social, because around a table with food and drinks, you socialize, make friends, and live life.
Josep Maria told us that even though it's the festival of snails, they don't just eat snails. Snails are included in many dishes, either as the main ingredient or as a side dish. And the main Caragulada event takes place on Sunday.
And as we were interviewing people around, all of a sudden everyone disappeared. They were going to Lu Cargolazo, the kickoff.
It was a great party, and they even have their own anthem.
I don't remember how it goes. I can't sing it.
And after that, it was time to have dinner. Jaume from the Brutescus Colla, one of the oldest groups, made us forget about the cargols and want to try something completely different.
El menú que tenim preparat per avui per sopar.
Friday dinner we have meatballs with squid and shrimp, and we have some snail tapas.
The next day, on Saturday, they start with a proper breakfast. This is really important for the young people who likely had a fun night and need a bit of a morning boost. So they serve fried eggs with arengadas, which are sardines in brine.
And then for lunch, Lourdes menu convinced us.
We will have snails a la gormanda, a cod salad, and pork cheeks.
After lunch, they are set for a night of contests, concerts, and probably a lot of drinking. All topped up with an amazing meal, right?
Yeah, la cazola de tros, a very traditional recipe in the area made using the classic cazol. It typically includes potatoes, snails, spinach and pork, although every colla has its own unique way of preparing it.
And finally, on the third day, on Sunday, comes the Feast of the Cargol.
Finally, that's why we came here.
Dinner, fideuà.
For lunch on Sunday, we have fideuà, and then snails like there is no tomorrow.
And we also wondered, how are they cooked?
Jose Maria gave us his recipe.
On Sunday we make snails, or more so, the classic menu of what would be the caragolada, which is cooked ribs, cargos a la llauna, lamb, and white and black sauces grilled. That's the typical menu of the caragolada in Lleida. Cargos a la llauna are very simple to cook. First, you have to wash the snails while they are dry, not wet. Then lay them on a llauna, which is a baking metal tray, face up, with the base of salt and more salt on top. Cook them with oil and pepper, and that's it. They are cooked over a flame, like a barbecue or a campfire, with a cooking time of about 10 to 12 minutes.
Another question that we had in mind the whole time was, where do the cargols actually come from? Because it would be impossible to forage 9 tons of cargols.
So they must come from some farms. The president of the Aplec, Ferran Pedrich, explained to us that many of them are actually imported from other countries.
Last year we had some problems because of the drought. There was a smaller local production, but luckily there's a stable market because snails are bred all year round, and we have been promoting the cuisine so suppliers are willing to bring snails from everywhere. They are importers from Croatia, Bulgaria, Spain, Morocco, and Tunisia.
But snails are just the excuse. What makes the Aplec so special is that it's fun.
It's just fantastic to be here at the Aplec. It's what an experience. It's special. It's very special. I come every year. It's the best experience ever of the year. It's my favorite weekend of the year. Good food, good vibes, good party. Everything just goes so well.
For me, it's the party that describes Lleida best. La Aplec is the festival where we reunite with many people here. There are people we see only once a year, and it is here in Aplec. In Arcoya, we are 215, and there are people from all over Spain.
Thanks to everyone for speaking with us. So now we have covered a lot of the basics regarding snail eating. But if for some people eating the snails is still not really that appetizing, maybe we can appeal to the health benefits of snail eating.
Yeah, snails are a superfood. We mentioned it earlier that they were eaten in ancient times because of their great health benefits. One of them is that they are a great source of protein, similar to pork and beef, but with less calories. Usually eaten for lunch, they are good to digest, but if you have a lot, it can be heavy. It can be a heavy food. That's why, a bit like paella, that we don't have it at night. We just have it for lunch. So snails are a bit the same. But still, they have a lot of vitamin, iron. They're good for the heart as well, lowering blood pressure. So yeah, great food.
That sounds great. Before, you said something about the snails being imported, but how are they farmed?
So snail farming is also called heliciculture, and it's the process of raising edible land snails primarily for human consumption or cosmetic use.
Okay.
So snails are actually quite easy to breed because they are hermaphrodites, meaning that they both have the male and female reproductive organs. So when they have to mate with a snail of the same species before they can lay the eggs, some snails will act like a male one season and then a female the next, or even play both roles at the same time and just fertilize each other. But you need to watch out because snails can be very uninterested in mating with a snail who came from far away. So even if they're the same species, a snail from like northern of France could reject a Catalan snail.
Oh.
So there are also different types of snail farms. So you have open air farms, garden farms, and even indoor farms. And one other fun fact is that snail eggs can also be eaten, and it's known as white caviar.
Oh, okay. White caviar is snail caviar. But as snails thrive in a more humid environment, what is going on with the snail population and the ongoing drought?
Well, first, it's pretty basic, right? If it doesn't rain, there's no snails. We haven't foraged many snails this past few years. And I know there's lots of farms to supply snails for everyone. But, you know, for people like my grandmother, for example, who's waiting for the rain to get out and get some snails, that's been impossible in the last few years.
I see.
Yeah, so besides like the snails not coming out if it's not raining, the dryness and high temperatures can actually cause dwarfism and malformations as well. And it also makes the snails inactive, which means that they seal their shell and they become dormant. So like other animals who go into hibernation during the winter, the snail does that too during the summer if it's too hot and too dry.
Wow, that's really fascinating. And another funny thing that I've been wondering about is whether snails can feel.
So I actually started looking this up because I was also wondering it. And it turns out that snails don't even have a brain or a spinal cord.
Wow.
But there is some research that does suggest that they feel at least some type of discomfort because they do react to their environment. So like high heat, they will react to it and try to get away from it. But it's not really sure whether they actually feel pain or they actually suffer.
All right, so we have learned a lot about snails. And now it's time for the Catalan phrase of the week. What is it this time, Oriol?
Enganyar com els cargols.
Enganyar com els cargols. And what does that mean?
So it literally translates to betray someone's trust. But it implies taking advantage of them being good.
I see. So it's kind of what you saw during the festival, that you threw them into hot water and they became food.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. Please do subscribe to Filling the Sink wherever you get your podcast if you haven't already. Thanks again to everyone for speaking with us. Thanks to you, Ona. Thanks to you, Uriel.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Leah.
And we'll be back again next Saturday with another episode of Filling the Sink. On behalf of the team here at Catalan News, I'm Leah Bilaeva, wishing you a great weekend. Fins aviat. Adeu.